we need to understand the fact that there has been a call for gender parity at all levels of representation in whatever sphere. And for Zambia, I think we've never reached even 30%. For example, if we talk about decision-making in the positions that are of influence in Zambia, even at parliamentary level, we've never reached even 30%. The reason that we have attributed to this is that this election was like a revolution. People just needed change. So what they were looking at was not whether the vulnerable groups are represented or not. They were looking at getting the change done. And after that, we still want or request that it goes again to the Republican Constitution and look at Article 259B, which requests the person with the appointing authority to look at equal numbers of men and women in a position that mandates to appoint.
What do you say to those Zambians who might say that the appointment in government should be based on merit and not on gender?
When we look at the women in Zambia today, the women in Zambia can only be appointed on merit. We have women in Zambia that have the qualifications, that have the capacity, that have all the requirements that a president or the people of Zambia may need to benefit from. I will take you back to the 2016 elections. The 2016 elections, I can assure you, we didn't have enough women that really could maybe warrant certain things that we may need to be given to the women. But imagine that even when the Constitution of Zambia was reviewed within 2016, amended at a clause that required that women should have a qualification of a general certificate of education, women still went back to school. And today, as I speak to you, our women have the qualification that needed to be obtained. So we have women in Zambia that are equal to the task. But then at times they are sidelined because society in Zambia calls for women to go in the kitchen and cook and not at the deciding table where decisions are being made. Otherwise, it is not talking about women that we are going to get from nowhere and put them somewhere. We have women that are already somewhere just waiting to be placed.
What was the level of women participation in the outgoing President Edgar Lungu's government?
I can say he tried to appoint a few women, but then, like I said in my preamble, I said in Zambia, at all levels of decision-making, we've never reached even 30%. The only position that we are saying now we have maintained and we have retained even in this government that has come is the position of the vice president. The vice president, even if it was a PF that was going to go through, we were still assured that we were going to have a female vice president.
Beauty, it's so nice to talk with you, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.